Welcome, everyone. Good evening. It is April 6th, 2013. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. We're looking forward to a lot of healings tonight with Ron Ametron. Are you there, Ron?
Yep, I'm here. So.
Okay, I should have said I'm Ann, and welcome, everyone. The first thing we're trying to remember to do, Ron, for everybody, is to activate the light being. And if you're a new listener, if you just scroll down on the BBS website below the fast chat, you will see a picture of the beautiful light being, or you can go to creationlightship.com, and on the home page, just also scroll down a little, you'll see a light being. So you can do either of those, and Ron will now activate that beautiful energy for you to feel during this show.
Here we go, everybody. So let's... that, so bring it up on your screen and just watch it. We'll bring in the male energies this time. And here they come. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And one more time. One, two, three, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That was pretty good. So, everybody, how are you doing? Back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Also, tonight is Saturday night on the Lightship, so later on in our show, we'll be making an actual visit to the Creation Lightship. And again, if you're new and this all sounds a little odd to you, there is a website, creationlightship.com. And also, we have a Wikipedia page that answers a lot of questions about what it is, who Ron is, and what these healings are. And I believe just by staying on this show and experiencing some of the samples Ron is going to do for us tonight, you will notice how helpful it is, and you can start to get your life back and start to heal a few things. We have several questions, Ron, tonight at CLSquestions@yahoo.com. And interestingly, several of them are related to health issues, physical health issues. And shall we just get started with that, Ron? And
as well, yeah, we can do that, sure.
Okay. So the first one is interesting. How can I be sure the food I am eating is healthy and good for me? And then actually the person goes on about food additives, and I'm just trying to shorten it a little for our purposes here. And people do have this concern that they want to be eating organic food and good, healthy food.
Okay. So I guess the first thing to get the most out of your food would be to have your spirit more fully with you or in your body. So that's the first thing, because your spirit works with the mind of the body, which is your internal healer. So if you're eating food and you're not present, your spirit should be in that equation in your body to help you out with the food. So we could probably go even differently on this here. So that's the first thing. Make sure that you're in your body to help you out the most. Now, let's just say that for some reason you went grocery shopping and there was somebody in the store next to you as you were buying things, and they were completely famished and very, very hungry. And naturally, you weren't in that state. So maybe that person had an entity in them at the grocery store. And that entity was super hungry, saw that you looked pretty content, and a body hopped into you. So we all talked about entity children, you know, how entities can hop into say your parents possibly and create you. They didn't want you, but you popped out anyway, you know. So, but they weren't planning you. I shouldn't say that. Maybe they weren't planning you. Now all of a sudden you have this entity with you from that person that's completely famished, and go home now and you cook your food, and the entity now wants to eat that food from you. Is it going to take away your life force energy to feed the entity? Yeah, it could do that, because they live off your life force energy. And so all of a sudden you find that you're maybe buying extra food and you're not getting nourished, and you keep eating more and more and more. and you wonder what's happening. Well, you just could have that one entity in you, or maybe it called up a bunch of its pals to come in, because maybe you were buying, or the other person was buying conventional food, and you are able to buy maybe organic, we'll just say, the better quality food, put it that way, maybe more expensive food. And all of a sudden, it tells all of its buddies, hey, oh, man, this person has a great lunch going on here, or dinners. We better come in and hop in here to enjoy this food if they taste the food as you're eating it through their emotional bodies. And you don't get much nourishment because they're stealing your life force and the food energy. Oh, very interesting, people. So that's one way to look at it here. So entities, I would say, can steal your life force energy, which is what they do anyway. And you may realize that you're not getting nourished. Oh, I guess back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And we talk a lot about, I now increase my life force energy and how important that is. The mind to heart drop, where we count down from 10 to 1 from our head to our hearts to be heart centered. But I also command my spirit to connect to the mind of my body. You just mentioned that, but very briefly then when we were talking about the food. So it's likely, if you did those three things and you felt very present before you went to eat, that if you had an entity or something was off, you would know then. Right? You'd be able to pick it up. Wait, this isn't right. I don't even, why am I eating this? I don't even like this. Or I'm not even hungry. Why am I eating? Isn't that likely, Ron, that you'd be more aware of what's going on?
Yeah, very possible. Remember, I mentioned the lady in New York a couple of years ago when I first started doing clone releases, I think. And she was with us. We were at the, I think it's called the Europan. There's a lot of desserts there and stuff. So if you're in New York, you know what that is. And one of the places that have, you know, many, many stores where you can get dessert. So she was with us, and she got one of these cupcakes, about an inch of frosting on the top of it. So she's eating part of it, and I did that clone release on her. And then she to take a bite of it after that. This is like maybe after a couple minutes. And then she took a bite and spit it out. So, geez. Clone loved this thing, but I don't want to eat this. Well, she didn't have any more of it. So that's much like kind of entities. So it could be very disconcerting. In fact, let's try something with everybody. Why don't you all go out right now and find something in your refrigerator or something that's out already. Maybe you have some soup on and you're going to have some soup while you're listening to us or whatever. And just get something. And we'll give you a couple of minutes here. What we're going to do is a little clearing here to see if this clearing helps you to get more benefit, more life force out of the food that you're planning to eat. Everybody go out and get something. And there's some chocoholics out there, and they're getting their favorite chocolate right now. Are there cocoa preparing that, you know? You can get that now, and I'll just turn it over to Ann here for a little bit. Everybody is getting their food.
Well, great. And something I wanted to mention that we haven't talked about in a while, Ron, is that when you're going to eat, you could be doing the object clearing that is on the Creation Lightship website. If you look on the far left side, it's down near the bottom, personal object, that's what it's called, personal object clearing. So you could actually activate your food right before you eat it, which would be an interesting thing to try. And what Ron's planning now is we'll have a piece of food in front of us, and then you're going to do some sample healings on us, right, Ron? And then to see if we're clearer, will the food taste better?
That is correct, yeah.
And what I've noticed is when food tastes good and you're enjoying it, you just don't eat as much. You know, you just take a few bites and go, wow, this is delicious. I'm getting vitamins or flavor or whatever it is that, you know, you're enjoying. And then you don't eat so much. A lot of people have reported since they've been doing healings on Creation Lightship, which I urge everyone, when this show is over, go right in there. And if you haven't done your emotional body and some of the basic clearings and even some of the many free clearings that are on there, just do yourself a favor and get on there. It'll change your life. But a lot of people have reported that they're eating a lot less since they've done the healings.
Okay, everybody. So let's. I want you to take a sample of what you're planning to eat. And just whatever it is, you know, take a, you know, something so you can at least taste it. And now what I'm going to do is see if we can change the taste of your food. So I'm not going to go into the clearing on the website, object clearing, to bring in life force. I'm going to just look at you as if you had a really crappy day today and your emotions sideways. And we're going to do some clearing with that just to see if that improves the taste of your food. Remember, as we do the clearing, you're bringing in more spirit energy. And if that's working with the mind of the body, you might have better taste. It's just an experience here that you're going to be going through. And we'll give you a test afterwards here. And the test is to eat the food over again. So here we go. So we're doing emotional clearing for whatever bothered you today. That could be, you know, you encountered. So here we go. Releasing that from you. Think of something that pushed your buttons. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the next one we're going to do is maybe a trauma clearing. If you had trauma, maybe same situation or something different. We go 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now we'll do an anger clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And a fear clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that's probably maybe all the emotions that you may need to go through, I think. Now we're going to enhance your spirit here, because your spirit naturally wasn't connected to you as much as of the situations that you dealt with today. So we're going to do a spirit infusion. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Joke. Now, taste some of your food and just see what it's like. And we'll see some comments on the fast chat. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay, well, so far we have people putting down what it is they're eating. And so it'll be interesting to see. You know, in a few seconds, hopefully people will come back on and tell us if they've noticed any change. Someone did say that they are a vegetarian. Now I lost the thing. I believe they said they're vegetarian, and they know that an entity came in them the other day and kind of had them wanting to eat meat. And so that means that definitely that person was pushed away from their own, you know, center, their heart and their body, by something outside of them. So it's good that the person noticed this, and we can all learn from that to pay attention.
But they,
so now hopefully,
when people are coming on and refresh the fast chat, see if anything is new on it here.
Right.
And, you know, you never know what how this is going to affect you.
Okay, someone's saying, my head feels less stressed now, but I don't know if that person also tried his food again.
Eat your food.
Eat your food. See how it tastes.
But he has any ice cream or something, take a double dose for me or something. I don't eat ice cream that often now anymore. And I cut back on a lot of stuff. So, but anyway, you know, see if you have, you know, a better sense of taste. And if the food feels more nourishing.
Right. Because if you're eating something and it doesn't taste good, or, you know, it's not even what you want, it's probably just empty calories anyway. Someone said I had a trauma today and I really needed this.
Or Marcy, fudge-covered waffle cone. That is yummy now. Hey. Well, Marcy, I think you probably really want to eat that, so we're going to put some life force to your fudge-covered waffle cone. And if anybody else wants to have that, we'll make more compatible to you. Maybe you're hoping to have your wonderful dessert tonight during the show.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put life force into it, so it'll benefit you. Here we go. One, we'll see what you say, Marcy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. This could make them more body compatible. That's what the object clearing does. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll just see what it feels like. And, yeah, I mentioned before, as you get more energy with you, you may not really want to eat because you're living on source energy that's actually nurturing your body versus food. So you could maybe look at that, another way of looking at it. I can't even guarantee that if you have object clearings on your food, you may only be eating maybe a portion of that and it'll nourish you. I'm not saying that, but as you do get more spirit energy with you, your spirit tends to nourish your body with what it needs, and your food intake could be less. So I can say that. People have definitely experienced that. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay, interestingly, Marcy said that her fudge-covered waffle cone is not as yummy now.
Okay.
So she's not enjoying it as much. Interesting. Oh, someone else said, I just don't desire food now. So that means that perhaps you just your body actually didn't need any food or, you know, the food you thought you wanted.
Okay, we'll see what we get for comments here from people. And I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Oh, and someone said one bite is enough now. That's good.
Good, yeah.
More compatible. Someone just wants water. Okay. All right, so we have, I thought that was really, so please keep putting comments on there, especially if you've noticed any difference, you know, in yourself and your enjoyment of your whatever food you had out. But we had two other questions about health tonight, so we'll keep kind of on the same subject. One person sent an email saying that they have been listening for about 2 months, and it sounds like maybe they haven't done any healings, and they just got back from the doctor, and they got a very frightening medical diagnosis. What healing should they do?
What I always recommend is the emotional one first, because typically your emotional clearing will probably release from you what started your whole process to begin with, of what you have encountered. So the emotional one is what you want to get here so that your spirit can help heal you. Otherwise, your spirit cannot and will not come into judgment, that it may not come into your parts of your body where you have a condition. That's the first thing. The next one is if it's a really bad situation, a short life, we'll say, then do the alien death barcode, get those codes off you. So if you are interested in how many you may have, then send me an email and just put in the subject thing a death barcode, maybe with a question mark or something. I can tell you how many you have. The next thing is for healing. After that, I would probably do, and the reason why you want to do the death barcode is because you're on your body probably is maybe out to lunch now. It's not going to do any work for you because it already knows that the old saying, one foot on in the grave on the banana peel. So, you want to get that thing jump started, so that's going to help you. And then from there, I would probably recommend, the body jump start package. After that, what to do, body jumpstart has circulatory and has all different types of clearings in it. It's very extensive. If you think somebody's giving you a whammy, maybe you broke up in a relationship more recently, maybe something's going on where somebody did maybe a spell or curse on you or something, hex or whatever, then you may want to do that type of clearing. I have, you know, heard of people that have died from being having a spell put on them, so that could be a possibility. Those are probably what I'd recommend. Maybe the people on the fast chat could also enter something, but, you know, they would do what I haven't maybe stated here to help you out. Then we'll read that out loud on the program here. But that's what I'd recommend off the top of my head here of trying to figure out what how to help you. And also, you know, if you get that thing, naturally you're probably going to be in fear and anxiety. So you may have to do the anxiety clearing to get away from the diagnosis of having a problem and not living any longer, you know. So that one might be a big one, too. Back to you, Ann.
Right, and I want to mention that this actually came up on last evening's show, which is, if you're listening to archives, it's April 5th, and there was discussion about death barcodes, and a woman called in and gave a very excellent testimonial about it. And I think, you know, as Ron said, start with the emotional body, as always. That's the best one to do first. And then get the death barcodes. And a lot of people I've heard over the, you know, I've done, I guess, whenever it first came out was 2 or 3 years ago, I think. I've heard a lot of testimonials since then, and a lot of people really feel a difference from the death barcode. They, first of all, they feel it leaving them while they're doing the clearing, and then they have incredible improvements in their health.
Well, yeah, and thank you, Linda. Yeah, the body rejuvenation clearings that we do on Sundays, get those alien life forms out of you.
Yes, yes.
I was just thinking of regular online clearings, but yeah, you'd probably want to definitely do that. So, and, but that's maybe even the, I'd say timeline crashing. You know, if they say you have this condition here, then do timeline crashes on it. A lot of them. You already have the situation that you know it could cause you a lot of harm. So, you know, maybe do 1,000 of them for that condition.
Mm-hmm.
If your body feels better. Maybe other things too, but that's definitely one that you may want to consider. So, let's see. Back to you, Ann.
Well, someone here says the mind-to-heart drop doesn't hurt, you know, and we need to be doing that, you know, all the time. And, yeah, and I wanted to say, just remind everyone that later this evening when we're going to the Creation Lightship, you can request one physical healing. I always like to tell people if you're new or just as a reminder to write it down. But when we do the 8-hour calls, which we're doing this month, let me just get the dates in a second. So
it'll be next Saturday we started.
Okay, next Saturday, and we'll have a 4-hour call next Saturday, then an 8-hour call the following day and the next two consecutive Sundays. Then what I do is I write a little whole message to the Creation Lightship beings about what's going on in my body and have that with me. So I'm sure that what I think, you know, is going on with my body is getting paid attention to. And, boy, nothing compares to that healing and how wonderful it is. Okay, and then another clearing that might be good if someone's feeling, like as you said, Ron, anxiety and fear, but maybe a self-empowerment healing would be helpful too. Those are wonderful because you might be also depressed.
Yeah, you could. Maybe that could be true. Maybe you're walking around with that dark cloud over your head for years, and that caused the situation in your life. Now to have a physical problem that would be, you know, maybe terminal or something.
Right.
That that one might help you out, too. So I'm just trying to get suggestions here of what would be best. So.
Well, the self-empowerment clearing is just a joy to do. It has a long list. I forget the number now out of how many clearings it has on there, but it just... You just think, oh, boy, you know, I need all of these. Because if you're not experiencing some of those emotions, you certainly have in the past. And it just, you feel like a completely lighter person when you're through.
So we could do that. Let me just pull up one of those. I don't know I'm trying to go from memory here. So on self-empowerment,
I think there are like 38 or 39 issues that you can put in.
Let's just look at maybe a self-esteem issue.
Right.
Feel funky and not good, and you got low self-esteem and a poor me, et cetera.
Can we do a little sample of that, Ron?
Sample of that. So we'll,
for tonight?
We can get you jump-started here from just doing this here. Here
great.
We go. So self-esteem, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, boy. Somebody out there might be kind of funky or something. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so that's some ideas for everybody there. See how you're feeling. And maybe you don't want that food anymore that you're going to be eating. We'll see. Okay, Ann, I guess back to you.
Okay. The next question from CLS Questions has to do with mouth issues. And I know that this can be very, very painful. I've had these issues myself. It can be very painful, very upset. I mean, it can be so distracting you just can't even think or feel anything. Anything with your gums, your teeth, your jaw, having a mouth infection, needing a tooth out, or having a root canal, all of that. And they're asking, what can we do for that? So we've kind of answered the question. There's a lot of, you know, things, but one I would add is the pain body clearing is wonderful. It's a whole life clearing on the website after, you know, of course, after you've done the emotional body healing. And I don't know if anyone has any other suggestions. Please put them on the fast chat for this person, anything we're not thinking of.
Would be one that you'd probably be having.
Right. Definitely with anything in your mouth, you're having pain.
Yeah, so let's do a pain clearing for people. It may not be related to your teeth. If you have a pain anywhere in your body, you can clear that now. Or if it's a past pain, remember, it can still be lurking. And you can get yourself into situations that all of a sudden that pain activated again. So here we go, a pain clearing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Another one I thought of that we haven't mentioned yet is the alien attack page, which has so many different clearings on it, because isn't it possible to likely that if you're having these health issues, you've got some kind of alien programs running in you or attacking you?
Very possibly, yeah. Oh, that one could, you know, if you can't get on the 8-hour calls, you may want to get on the parasitic life form ones that are on that, one of those options there. I think we have, I thought it was 10 options, I believe, but
it's a lot.
But that page is has a lot of stuff on it, and you know it could probably realistically take you, I would say probably maybe a couple hours to 4 hours just to get your feet wet on it, just to go through the pages and take some notes of what might help you out. And once you kind of catch on to how it works, then you're a lot more self-empowered. And it may actually possibly frighten you a little bit as you see all this information there. Just know that this is where you're living. This is the soup. You're in that bowl of soup, and so you might as well at least be aware and exposed to what's happening. And you have a solution now. The solution is you can help yourself out with it. Well, here we go, everybody. Let's do another clearing for alien life forms that could be maybe attached to your teeth. Here we go. Or somewhere else on your body. This is your choice. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, that really felt wonderful. I was thinking that, again, keeping in mind we possibly have people listening who haven't been on the show or done healings yet, maybe you could just explain when we go to the light ship, which we're going to do tonight, but more especially on the 8-hour calls, I said it's good, I think, to have in mind or write down what's wrong or what issues you think you might be having. But can you just explain a little bit about the light beings and how they see us and help us and take us around on the light ship and that kind of thing?
Yeah, when you first go to the light ship, I don't always mention this. I used to a long, long time ago, years ago. But when you first go there, you're scanned and they see what's wrong with you according to your a blueprint as you were first born, and then they'll look at it and see you in a timely manner, we'll say, from different ages, just to put it that way, as you evolved with your current age. And they can see situations that have happened to you. Let's just say, just for instance, one day you were fine, the next day you broke your arm. Well, that would show up to them that you had a broken arm, okay? Which could be bringing you trauma right now, 30 years later, but you may not know about it. So they'll actually communicate that with you. Now, they won't do any work with you until you start to request your healings. Quarantine is different. Quarantine, we take over and look for these alien critters. And or unless I tell the light beings what to do. But if you just went to the light ship and you didn't do any communication with them, they would not help you because they will not interfere with what you created. Free will, free choice. So if you went up there and say you had an awful headache and you didn't tell them about that, they would say, oh, person has a headache according to the original scan, didn't have one yesterday, now they have one today. But they're not requesting that, so that's what they want to experience. They will not take away your experience. You want to, request that you want your headache taken away. That's just kind of the way it works. And they'll work on it. And they may do a little bit of, a little bit at a time. Maybe it might take, let's just say, 10, what word would I use here? 10 energetic, I'll use the word sessions, which may not be the right word to use, help you. And maybe during that whole process of being on the light ship, you're getting plenty of time to do 10 sessions. I'm not saying you have to go up 10 times. They're working on you. And maybe for yourself, used to having a headache and having it half gone is perfectly fine. They go, oh, feels good to me. No problem. I can enjoy half of my headache here. I've had it for my whole life. It feels good. So, okay, great. Thank you very much. And then at that point, they stop. They went further to get rid of the headache completely? Maybe. I don't know, But they will honor your free will, free choice. And you may even say, I don't want you to touch my appendicitis. I want to have that pain, so don't do that. But work on my itches that I have on my arm or something, They'll do that. So, it all depends what you're requesting. Well, you are in total communication with the light beings all the time. Well, you may not know that consciously here. That's kind of the way it works. So, do you have any other questions? If you go to the light ship now, Ann, what do you think?
I think that it's the perfect timing on that note. And then I just wanted to remind you that we're at a new month, so we could celebrate the April birthdays tonight.
No call tomorrow, no. Oh, it'll be a week from tomorrow, 8-hour call.
Oh, right. And we just had one room request tonight, and I'm sorry I didn't ask for a room request at the lightship, but someone did ask for that we could go into the Eagle room tonight. They would like that.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. And this only works live, listening to this BBS program. If you happen to be hearing this on an archive, then you're going to feel peace energy. You will not be on the light ship. I need to connect with you live, energetically, right now to take you up. And if you have any animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, you can bring them up. And the light beams that work with them also. So here we go, everybody, going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Like I said, they're doing a scan on you right now. We'll just, things get sped up quite nicely on the light ship, so probably be there for about 10 minutes, but it could be much longer than that. If we were to take moment time, which is zero, out of time, and put it into our time-based reality. So here we go. They're going into the first room now, and you're already selecting your doctor teams. You had a confrontation with them. Not a confrontation. You had an orientation with them, and you just selected which ones that you would like to have worked with you. So everything is free choice, free will. Went into the first room, which is the room that has the hot tubs. This one here is really good. We're having a purple energy here with golden, little, not necessarily speckles, but it's kind of like it's rutilated, like lines going inside of the color there. We're also going into a room which has like fog, and this fog also has golden fog energy. So we're in two rooms here. If you happen to be cold, like Janice said, she had a foot of snow, so she could be dealing with a situation where it's a little colder outside. You can request your body to be warmed up a little bit. They can do that. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and let's request healing in order to have something happen to you. And going into another room, we're going to the room which has the black whales. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, request for healing. We're going to a room. We have one request. What was that, Ann?
I've got a few more, too. The first one was Eagle.
Room. Okay, so here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next room, please.
The butterfly room.
Hey, here comes the butterflies, and these are nice to ride on. Oh, it's up to you if you want to get large ones or not. They could be small, like the ones we have here, or just, you know, really big ones. Oh, this is your choice. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'll just kind of shorten it here. And next room, please.
Someone requested the cat room.
Oh, okay. So we could probably go into the one with the little kittens. Those are really nice. Little paws will be on you. You might feel them walking on your body. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next one.
The centrifuge room.
Okay, this room actually spins, and it's a silver room on the inside. And as the room spins, it can start to take away maybe situations, what some of your problems are, as far as physical stuff. Maybe this is for physical healing, so that's the healing there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One more room, and then we'll go into the food court.
Okay, I was just going to remind you about the food court. Let's see. How about, just want to make sure. I'm sorry, my thing closed down. Okay.
A silver ball.
Okay, there are no other. Okay, I was going to say maybe the dolphin room because that's always a fun one.
Here, let's go to dolphins.
Okay.
Oh, stronger, 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 and stronger. That room, where many other rooms, I'll go to the room with the koala bears. So here we go. Koala bear room, then we'll go to the food court. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and we're in a new month now. This month is April. We'll go to the food court to have a birthday party. So if anybody here is born this month, April, we'll have a birthday party for you. Here we go. We're going into the food court. And naturally, they have very, very small portions. they'll make up whatever you want, some type of cake or pie maybe. I like to get the hot fudge with the chocolate cake on it and a drizzle and some cherries and nuts and caramel, I guess, and see what else they may have to put on it. It's like the size of a pencil eraser, so you look at it and go, uh-oh. Well, they may give you a magnifying glass, too, so it looks like it's on a 12-inch plate and it's really big, you know. So anyway, getting it now, and you're going to put it underneath your tongue. Here we go. And for Kelsey, need to request a healing for eczema for your daughter there, and hopefully she's listening to the program. So remember, you have to be live to have a clearing, a healing. So here we go. Let's have another sample here. So your choice. Food court, everything is there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the light beans are coming. And saying happy birthday along with everybody up there. Happy birthday to the ones that have a birthday this month. And you may feel the energy come to you now with the beautiful harmonies of the light beans, and the energy is also very healing. Let's go to another room in the light ship. We'll go to the room that has, if you want to have seconds or thirds, just request some more. You can feel yourself getting full. You might even feel your saliva changing. Go into the room that has, let's see here. Let's go to the penthouse. Haven't been there for a while. Penthouse is on the top of the light ship, and there in some very comfortable chairs or like a hammock or something like that. Whatever you want to have there, they can bring it forth for you. But it would be levitating. You're looking at the stars, and you can request healing. Real stars of true light. I like what we have here. These are alien ones. So request your healing, and you may feel your body changing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Start to come back from the light ship. And let's go in and have some strawberries. That's coming up here. So, you people like strawberries, if that's okay for you. They may have other berries, too. Strawberries is what I'm seeing. Somebody's having strawberries up there. So let's have some strawberries, everybody. Here we go. So stronger, here it comes to you, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we'll go into one more room. Go into the room where they have the floating magnets. This we go to a lot on the conference call. So here's the floating magnets coming. You can feel it around your body. This is normally on the Saturday call that we have once a month. You come today. So here's a floating magnet coming around you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let me enjoy that. And next we're going to be coming back. Or thanks to the light beans as we're leaving here. Our animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are now with us. I'll count to 5. I'll do it in reverse this time. Now, you probably feel the energy shift when I hit probably 3. Down. 1, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And now we're here. So back to you, Ann.
Well, Ron, thank you so much. I really felt that centrifuge room powerfully. That and the room with the kittens. I don't recall having been in that room before, and that was really fun for me. I've always loved cats and kittens, so thank you very much. And people who are lucky enough to see things, we have a couple of comments. Stars are just gorgeous, so thank you for that, to bring some real stars for us to see. Someone saying they feel so energizing and no cord. So I guess that's probably true, Ron. While we're on the light ship, we're not corded.
Yeah, that is
correct.
There's no energetic cords attached to you. The light doesn't do that. Actually, but I will say on the other question earlier about having an illness, what to do. We do have, you know, the body jumpstart clearing. If that one wasn't up, you know, what I'll talk about is the kind of twisted body clearing. But you do more of your clearings, and you want to get those energetic, invisible bodies in alignment so that you can experience a healing. So I'll do a sample of that right now.
Thank you.
And if you don't have that, if you don't do that clearing, what happened was I put that clearing up because I noticed that some of the bodies were not in alignment with people. And these are people that have done clearings in the past. And the clearings helped them out, you know, I'll just say somewhat, maybe, 20 to maybe 80%, something like that, you know, the range is there. And they go, Ron, what else do I do? And I go, well, gee, let me look at this here. So I thought, uh-oh, bodies aren't in alignment. The dark side took them out, messed with them so that you can't get full life force energy. Your healing is still kind of in place. Just say it's over your head in a sense, right? And it's everything's in alignment, but somehow these bodies never got life force energy. Finish the clearing. It doesn't matter when you had the clearing. You could have had it 5 years ago. If you don't know about this magnetic twisted body clearing, and that's body jumpstart. So you do that body jumpstart, and all of a sudden all these alignments come back into effect, and the clearing comes back online for you, we'll say, instantly. Because you already did it, so you have it in your energetic field. These bodies get turned around properly, and then wham, all of a sudden things hit, work, and you may feel completely different. So I'll do a sample of that for people. If you haven't had any clearings, then you probably won't feel anything, because, you know, you may feel something, though, but the bodies still will be in alignment. So I'm going to work with just one body here, show you the difference. There's 108 bodies. And this clearing that we have online does all of those bodies. But I'll just do one of them. It'll be the one that's the most out for you. I'll bring that around so it'll be in alignment. So here we go. One, Ernie, you might feel like an internal earthquake inside of your body. The energy goes from left to right. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. I'll do another set of ten here to get it into alignment. Face in the proper direction, straightforward for you. Just think of 108 of you inside of your body. They're all facing different directions. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. That body's in alignment, but they could have twisted it now. Kind of like grabbing your head and your feet and twisting it around. I'll playing with you so that the energy's not working right either. So the body part. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey everybody, that's what that clearing is like. Just think of it to 108 bodies that you've had, and or clearings that you have had. Those bodies, you know, need to be into alignment. Clarine does that for you. Well, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And I just want to say thank you so much to people, I think it's Cindy and other people, keeping us updated on the fast chat, that there's a reminder there to transfer the clearings that you've done for yourself to the new Earth transfer so they're held there by the light beings for you forever.
What I'd like everybody to do, this is past homework, or if you have a favorite show that you, really like, maybe you could put the date into the fast chat, and maybe we'll keep track of those shows, and we can tell people ones that people maybe like more than others. I don't know. To me, they're all the same, but maybe something really helped you out a lot. Maybe you might even want to call in with that particular show and say, well, this did that to me, and I really enjoyed that, and, you know, something like that, you know. It would be nice for the newbies, even the old bees, I guess.
Well, right, and I should say that on the left-hand side of the website of creationlightship.com, if you scroll down, you can go and listen to all of the archives. I know when I first found Ron, which was through BBS Radio, I went backwards and to listen to all of Ron's shows, and I got something I would say out of all of them. So you might want to check that out. And for people that have been listening, yes, you might want to say, oh, on this show, like I thought that last night's show, again, was really, really helpful. And there was a lot of information, a lot of healings and a lot of information and stuff about death barcode. So I recommend people listen to that. And you'll get, for the most part, you get all of the healings, and you can listen to the same show five or six times and still get the healings. The only exception is when we go to the Creation Lightship on Saturday nights, but even during that, you will get peace energy from the light being, so that will feel really good too. So it's worth doing. I wanted to mention, since you talked about past shows, that on, I looked up the date, but on, I believe it was 12/31, so New Year's Eve of 2012, we talked about the being on the CLS Earth timeline. Ron, do you want to talk about that a bit again for people?
Yeah, just since time is kind of running out here, but basically, this year, 2013, is a brand new alien timeline sequence. Okay, it's completely different than what we're used to for 2,000 years. Okay, they already did the Dark Side Ascension. That was December 21st. This is a brand new Earth timeline that the darkness is putting in here, and it's designed to work with cloned people. Not humans, but clones that are here. And so if you're a human, you wonder why things are harder to connect. Just people aren't the same. And you might be, having things happen to you because you're in a whole different system and not used to it. Clones even have it worse than you because they, don't have much of a back history, a back story of their life. They may be, older than you even. They were just replaced. But the humans of that particular looking person is no longer here. And a clone is here to take their place. That's just the way it is without getting into too much stuff here. But basically, and last year's timeline, which is in the now, remember, the light has a timeline. I can't really say it that way, but that's the only way I can describe it. So have a timeline here that's in the now that I'm on. I'm on this timeline, the source timeline, and it's in the now. I could say it, there's live in the now, but that wouldn't make any sense to you, typically. You want to be on the lightship timeline, which is source energy, before it got switched out into the 2013 timeline. Hopefully that makes sense to you. But listen to the show here, and you'll understand, and you can just probably request with your spirit out loud to go to last year's timeline, okay? And you're going to find things will be a little different for you. I'm not going to say it's going to be easier to talk to people and work with people and intermix, but at least you're going to probably feel a lot more peace energy as that timeline is in the now. Won't be drugged off, went into the 2013 one. So, time is kind of closing. We had a request here for recording energy, so I'll just release some energy out of cords. There could be some being attached to people, maybe on the fast chat, maybe. That happens sometimes, too. So that's why you want to be in the moment, and cords won't attach to you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And also, if you want to see input to some way, one of the alien movies that you liked, we could talk about that, or a movie that talks about timelines and stuff. A lot of those out there that's been in the past, that would be good too. So we're going to take away another energy from people. Take away the Orion energy. I've been working with this consistently for quite a while now. Blue energy. Oh, here we go. One, two, help you out for a short time. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. We did have a show, too, about the Galactic Federation. I don't know what day it was, but we took away like Archangel Michael from people. This was the light of the darkness. With a lot of other energies from Galactic Federation or the Galactic Federation of Light or of More Light and More Light, 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 and whatever else they call themselves, the aliens out there that are emanating information and stuff. And some could be true. Normally always some kind of hooking involved in it. Hook you up to more darkness. That's why you're here. Only here because you didn't know the truth. Bought the wrong system. Got involved with it. In mind control. So remember, the light only works in the now. Does not channel through anybody because it can't, and it'd be in judgment. And we'll do a mind to heart drop, then we'll close the program. So mind to heart drop, has to command your spirit to drop your thoughts, say from inside of your head down into your heart. And dropping down, peace and source energy with your spirit. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. So thank you. Thank you, Ann, and blessings to all.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, everyone. Bye.